Now, in theaters with the Movie Mill's Len Binning.
The Bigfoot legend gets a twist in Smallfoot.
Yeah, it really does go topsy-turvy. The Yeti population discover a human, and of course they call him a Smallfoot, and all heck breaks loose. It's really quite a fun animated film. The voices of Channing Tatum, LeBron James, James Corden. This one's a long overdue.
Guys, I saw one!
Wow, a Smallfoot.
There's no such thing as a Smallfoot.
I'm taking you home.
Kevin Hart's going back to night school.
Yeah, he's teaming up with Tiffany Haddish, and he's got to get his GED going back to high school, and it's a funny little film. Kevin Hart, when he's good, he's real good.
I can see you being a stockbroker like me.
Can't you give me a job?
I wish I could. My bosses won't let me hire a dropout.
Look at Mark Zuckerberg.
He dropped out of Harvard. You dropped out of Piedmont High.
I was a couple credits shy of graduating. I got to get my GED.
My suspicions were correct.
You're clinically dumb. There is no cure for what you have.
Oh my God! I got learning herpes?
This one's been out for a couple of weeks. We finally get it in Lethbridge, White Boy Rick.
Yeah, I think Oscar season is upon us. Matthew McConaughey stars in this true story set in the mid-80s in Detroit during the height of their crack epidemic and the war on drugs. And McConaughey's teenage son goes undercover with the FBI, ultimately becomes a drug dealer, and unfortunately is left out to dry by his handlers and ends up serving a life sentence. But really a powerful story.
Everybody, I want to make a toast to the family and to my son. Rick, I owe all this to you.
I'm looking for a gun. Grandma keeps hiding mine.
Would you believe a 15-year-old kid was working for the federal government?
But he was.
What you said your name was?
Rick.
Hi, White Boy Rick.
And with Halloween season approaching, we've got Hellfest.
Oh, yes. A masked serial killer uses a horror theme park as his hunting ground. Say no more.
I won't come to you. You come to me.
Exactly.
You ready for Hellfest?
What is a Hellfest?
It's a traveling horror night,
and people totally lose it in there.
Are you ready to enter the depths of hell?
According to legend, a girl was killed here last year, for real.
It's just an actor. They mess with everyone.
It's like really real in there.
I love this place so much!
All right, over at the Mill, you've got an interesting little film called Miss Granny that you're premiering.
Yeah, it's a 2018 version, and it's an elderly lady. She's 74 years old, and she gets a renewal on life, sort of finds a fountain of youth after a visit to a mysterious photo studio. It's a film from the Philippines with English subtitles, but it's done monster business worldwide, and we're bringing it in for 1 week only. We hope it finds an audience.
Speaking of worldwide monster business, Mission Impossible Fallout.
Yeah, that's certainly the most successful in the franchise to date. Tom Cruise is back, and the plot is excellent. It's 2.5 hours in length. You will not be disappointed.
A lot of people were disappointed with the Happy Time murders.
Yeah, it failed to impress. I think the premise was there, but the storyline just didn't come through. Some very famous puppet characters have been murdered in a horrible way, and it's up to Melissa McCarthy and her partner in a world where humans and puppets exist to solve the murders. This is not a kid-friendly film. It's a very raunchy comedy, but it is what it was.
Don't let the puppets fool you.
Exactly.
But a good family one, Hotel Transylvania 3.
Yeah, Dracula has spent enough time entertaining guests at the hotel that he needs a vacation, and so off on a cruise for the summer. Lots of fun for the kids, and this is one of the big hits of the summer.
Check out all the trailers and showtimes at country95.fm. That's what's new in theaters with Len Binning from the Movie Mill, and we'll do it again next week.
And we'll see you at the movie theater.